Yes, no ordinary worship. No ordinary worship. God is not an ordinary God. You're not an ordinary person. Today is not an ordinary day. Everything that God does is extraordinary. Come on and just give God praise. Wherever you are right now, just begin to thank God for another day. Hallelujah! We say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah! We say thank you, Jesus. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word, hot manna for your soul. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with our task for today as we take you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, power, and success in Jesus Christ. God has a great word for you today. We are in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verses 13 through 22. Again, that is 2 Chronicles, the Old Testament, chapter 7, verses 13 through 22. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to stay tuned in and connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I am live here on Daily Fire, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from the broadcast page of my ministry website, rossi.org. That's R-A-W-S-I. .org. Now, if you cannot tune in live at 7, you can still ensure you don't miss your fresh word by getting the recording at 8 a.m. Eastern. The link would be text to your phone, followed by texting the message DS to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DS, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text. Now, if you were unable to write this down, the telephone number 323-870-4180, or how to follow, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. That is also where you can send me your prayer requests, testimonies, and see everything else that's coming up, rawsi.org. Make sure you visit there today. Now let's get into the Word. We are in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verses 13 through 22, reading from the KJV. This is God speaking. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me, as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shalt observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom, according as I have covenanted with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. Now listen at these last few verses. But if ye turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them. Then will I pluck them up by the roots of my land, which I have given them, and this house, which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. And this house, last two verses, which is high, shall be an astonishment to everyone that passes by it, so that he shall say, why hath the Lord done thus and thus unto this land and unto this house? And it shall be answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worshiped them and served them. Therefore hath he brought all this evil upon them. Our topic for today is when a nation forsakes God. When a nation forsakes God, glory. And quite frankly, with the state of the world today, it could be any nation. But we're going to focus on our nation, because our nation was founded as a Christian nation. When a nation forsakes God. Every day when we turn on the news, or you go on the internet, or you read your paper, or you talk to anyone, we don't hear anything but information, articles, media about COVID-19 or the coronavirus. A pestilence that has spread around the world so quickly at such an accelerated pace that it became a pandemic before we could even deal with it as just an epidemic. Day by day, we were seeing thousands of people diagnosed and then thousands of fatalities. In the morning when you awoke, it was just in this country. By the afternoon, when you watched the afternoon news, it was in that country. By the time you watched the evening news, it was in both countries, or multiple countries. And by the time you watched the nighttime news, it was in our country. This is how it spread. And not only did it spread so quickly, but the knowledge of the associated science was changing every day because the scientists didn't know what to do about it. And still every day today, the knowledge keeps changing. And it has gotten so bad that you can go to the hospital and even be turned away unless you have a very specific set of symptoms. Or it appears, unless you're a celebrity or athlete, because for some reason they can always get tested when the everyday people cannot. Now the country is almost on a virtual lockdown. People can't work. People don't have money. And in Congress, they're on the third stimulus bill, playing with the money, and people are doing everything, glory, but crying out to God. We're talking about it. We want to hear what the news has to say about it. We want to hear what journalists have to say about it. We want to hear what our friends have to say about it. But God said in 2 Chronicles 7:13-22, that the same nation that he had set up high, that he had chosen, that he had ordained, is the same nation that he forsook and sent the pestilence because of their disobedience. And he said so much so that he made them, if they would not repent, to become a byword. Think about that. To become just something that people mentioned in passing because their greatness was no longer there. He said people would walk by and look and say, what happened to this place? This nation, why did the Lord allow this to happen to this great place? This place of astonishment. And he answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, who brought them out of bondage, who brought them from being just a fledgling nation God brought us from just being the original 13 colonies to the great nation that we are today, and we don't want God in our schools. We don't even want him on our money anymore. We don't want people to say, God bless you. Every time we turn around, if somebody mentions Jesus, it's a fight. If someone mentions God, it's a fight. But you can say every other word, every other God, every cuss word. We can put the nastiest and most graphic images on television and on social media. No one has anything to say about it. But the minute you say God, glory, how dare you? I don't want to hear about God. The minute you call out sin, how dare you? We don't want to hear about that. This is a nation now that tolerates everything, promotes everything, lives each and every way. Sin is actually more accepted now than calling on the name of Jesus. When a nation forsakes God, then God says, I'll leave you in the hands of what you thought was better than me, whom you thought knew more than me, what you felt was more powerful than me. He said, and then, he says, now you will deal with all of this evil that I've allowed to come upon you. When a nation forsakes God. In the book of Exodus, God sent the 10 plagues upon the people of Egypt, and even his own people endured the plague. So for those who say, well, God wouldn't do it because he wouldn't allow it to even come upon his own people, God brings about his desired end however he wants because he is God. So until it got to the plague where God was going to destroy the firstborn, and he caused the people of Israel to slaughter the lamb and put the blood on their doorpost so that the angel of death would pass over. That's where we get, you know, when I see the blood, that song, I'll pass over you. Because God said, put the blood on your doorpost. And the angel of death, wherever he sees the blood, will not come in and kill the firstborn in that home. But up until that time, even the children of God were having to endure the affliction. When you forsake God, when you're not doing what you're supposed to do, if you notice, God did not just even address the nation. He went to the individual because he said, if you will walk upright, then will I establish your house. See, God is not a Santa Claus. God is not a genie God where you rub his belly and get three wishes. God has condition precedence where if you want to receive what he told you, you got to do what God told you to do. If you walk upright, then will I establish your house. If you will call on my name, if you will seek my face, if you will turn from your wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, then will I forgive your sin. Then will I hear your land. Then will my eyes be open. Then will mine ears be attentive unto your prayer. God said, I've chosen you. I've sanctified you. I've set this nation apart, founded upon my principles. But now you've forsaken me, and you are dealing with that. So now it's the time, glory, to cry out to God. We got to get ready to go into prayer. But you got to cry out to God. If you want to see God reestablish our nation, heal our land, reestablish your home, reestablish your businesses, then stop forsaking him. When a nation forsakes God, glory, he removes his protection. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we come praising you today. Lord, we honor you and we say thank you. Father, you've been a mighty, mighty good God, and we repent, Lord, because we have not done what you told us. Father, we've turned away from you. We've forsaken you. We've become a wicked nation. We've removed you from every place. In government, we didn't want you. Schools, we didn't want you. With our children, we didn't want you. In our homes, we did not want you. In our society, we didn't want you. We've become a wicked nation. every kind of thing. We've despised the word of God. And we've told everybody, do whatever you want. Some have even said, there is no God. There is no heaven. And there is no hell. And so, Lord, you have left us to our own devices. You've left us to our own wickedness. You said, if I shut up the heavens, glory, that there be no rain. You said, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if you send the pestilence upon your people, there is a remedy, God, that will cause you to turn back what you've allowed to happen. The remedy is to call on your name. The remedy is to humble ourselves. The remedy is to pray. The remedy is to seek your face. The remedy is to turn from our wicked ways. The remedy is to walk upright. The remedy is to observe your statutes. The remedy is to do your judgments. The remedy, God, is to come back to you. The remedy, Lord, is to stop serving other gods. The remedy, God, is to get into covenant relationship with you. So, God, we come crying out right now. In Psalm 3 and 4, Lord, David said that he cried unto you with his voice, and you heard him. Hear our cry today. Hear our prayer today. Father, heal our land. Father, save our nation. Father, come in and remove the pestilence. Lord, turn their hearts back to you. God, we come crying out. Lord, we come crying out. For every person, we cry out. For every city, we cry out. For every nation, God, we cry out. For every household, we cry out. For every league, God, we cry out. For every church, God, we cry out. For everyone sick right now, Lord, we cry out. Come in, God, and come in, Lord, and remove the pestilence, God. Remove the pestilence, God. The power rests in you, Lord God. Lord, we just cry out today. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us, God. Have mercy, God. Father, we're sorry, Lord, for our sin. We repent of our ignorance and our narcissism. Have mercy on us, God. Have mercy on us, God. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Have mercy, God. Hallelujah. Glory. Have mercy, God. Have mercy on our nation, Lord. And we will forever give you the praise and the glory, God. We turn back to you, Lord. Have mercy on us, God. We can't do this without you. Now, Lord, I come praying for everyone listening right now, for everyone who will listen to the recording later. Father, that you remove the pestilence from their home. Lord, that you remove the ramifications from their home. Lord, that you give them joy, unspeakable joy, that you strengthen them, renew them, revive them, that you bless their finances, Lord, that you bless in their health, that you heal any sick family members they have, you heal them if they're sick, Father, that they turn back to you. Glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Just keep crying out to God to have mercy. I'm going to give the altar call, and then we will end with our task. For those of you who are unsaved, glory. For those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who are living in sin, for those of you who turned your back on God, for those of you who know you have not done everything God's told you to do, that includes me. I'm not perfect. I haven't done everything God's told me to do. I ask you to repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will walk in your statutes. I will obey your command. I will live by your word. I turn from my wicked ways. I repent of what I've done. I repent of turning away from you. Now, Lord, I receive you unto myself, glory, that you are God. You are my God. And as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on and just give God praise. Just tell him thank you for the victory. Thank you because he saved you. He's redeemed you. He's forgiven you. He's had mercy. Come on and tell him thank you. Now, you are now saved and rededicated. Make sure you let your church leader know so you can start getting plugged in at church. Tune in for your devotion with the Lord with me Monday through Friday here on Daily Fire, because spending time with God is how you stay saved. Now, our topic for today is when a nation forsakes God. Your task for today is to serve the Lord. I don't care what happens, what other people do, you serve God and cry out for mercy. God will make a change if we'll do what he told us to do. We're going to end today with Sam Cooke's "A Change Is Gonna Come," because change has now come to you. Remember to visit rossi.org. Send other people there. Share this word today. Tell people to go to rossi.org. If you receive the text, forward it. If you get it on Facebook, share it. Share the word so our nation can turn back to God. Hallelujah. God will do it. A change will come.
In a little tent, oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too. But I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know.